Just a reminder that Diet Starts Tomorrow is a podcast for entertainment purposes only. It is not a medical podcast and does not constitute medical advice. Always seek the advice of a physician or a health professional. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Emily, and I'm sitting here with my new co-host, the gorgeous, flawless, inspirational, glamorous, red lipsticked up for Valentine's Day, Lauren Hope Crass.
Hey, guys, can't wait to live up to that expectation that Emily just described.
I'm just so glad to be next to you. It feels like the first day of school.
I know.
We were chatting before it, you know. The energy is in the air today.
Thank you.
How does it feel?
I'm excited. I'm nervous. I can feel the eyes and the ears on me right now. And I just want everyone to like me. But you know what? I'm not going to focus on that. I'm going to focus on having a great time today. Shout out to Remy. We miss you. I am not Remy. Sorry. I'm Lauren. And I'm going to be Lauren.
That's all you can do.
I'm not high on antihistamines. You are.
Lauren OD'd on antihistamines today.
I'm on the max amount.
You know what? I think we'll get around to that later, but you're feeling okay.
Yeah. No, I'm great.
Okay. Just some allergic reactions due to stress.
Slight drowsiness. I'm not even stressed. My body's just still like, hey, remember when we were doing hives? Let's do it a little bit more.
Gee, that sounds so awful. I'm like, let's not. It's Aileen and Sammy just did a Back for Seconds episode, and it was called Why Does Being a Woman Have to Be So Fucking Uncomfortable? And I've been thinking about that a lot.
Yeah.
With you specifically, because it's like, forget the going to work on your period. Okay, that sucks. We all have to do it. It sucks, but it's the reality, right?
I suppress mine. We can talk about it later.
Your period?
Yes.
Okay, we will talk about that later. But in your case, it's like you're wearing a suit jacket and underneath you have exposed hives and you're just going about your day, slaying the day.
Thank you.
I feel like we're all doing a version of that.
I hope I don't seem toxic doing that. Like, I would not come into work if I didn't feel well. I just have like a couple little itchy spots and it's
just a couple hives.
And I'm like more excited to do this new podcast than I would want to like lay in bed and cry about like little baby hives, you know?
Sure.
Like it won.
Well, that's really good to hear. You're hiding the hives for me and for our audience, and I really appreciate that. Tell me how your week was last week, because
you had
a video go viral.
Yeah, I went viral, which the timing is perfect. I get like, hello, crass heads who found the viral
is
video.
Is that what you call your fans?
I'm going to call my fans crass heads. No, I actually call them friends because I feel like we're all friends.
That's sweet.
But as a joke, I'm going to call them crass heads.
Okay. Is there some play on words that we can think of? Like,
I know.
Smoking grass,
no,
but you're smoking crass.
No. Lauren's also allergic to weed.
I didn't know that.
We're going to get the audience used to all my weird. So I don't have periods. I'm allergic to weed.
You're allergic to periods.
I am allergic to periods. I don't enjoy them.
I'm allergic too, but I just suffer through it. But tell me about this video.
Yes. So, another plus size, I don't want the audience to get bored of this, but we really went viral AF with this one. Like, it has hit over 23 million views.
That's insane. I can't even conceptualize 23 million.
And you know what? And I don't want to jinx it, but it's one of these special videos. So let me just explain what the video is for anyone who hasn't seen it. Tess and I went to Macy's, and the plan was to record this video sketch of me wearing really ugly plus size clothing and saying like, it's giving grandma, it's giving receptionist, it's giving, I hate my arms, you know? But we got in the dressing room and it was just like a descent into like fat panic, like trying on all these ugly clothes. And because Tess is a genius, she just like filmed the whole time.
Of course
and,
she did.
And then the video she posted was different than what we had planned, but I think it's special because it was a video just of me and my personality and being silly. So I feel like people watching it feel like they're shopping with a friend.
Yeah, they were more your genuine reactions to the stuff you were trying on. So when you were in the store, I didn't know it was a Macy's. I feel like that's valuable information.
It's a Macy's.
So when you were in the Macy's, were you intentionally picking up things that you thought were ugly? It sounds like.
That makes the video maybe not as authentic. But I had a script where it was like, okay, find something with a cold shoulder, Find something a grandma would wear. Find something Disney, because there's so much Disney adult.
There plus really size stuff. Is. I see it at the thrift store all the time. The cold shoulder cutouts, that I think is one of the most relatable, because why do so many of the sweaters? I mean, cold shoulders, that was popular, I want to say, like 6 years ago to have a, or maybe even longer. Like, when was the cold shoulder trendy?
It's been a while, but they just still keep giving plus size women the cold shoulder.
It's like, show a little skin.
Yeah, but not too much skin, you know, hide your bat wings or whatever. Mm-hmm. I love to show my bat wings. They're beautiful.
They make me fly.
Yeah, I fly. They remind me of my grandma's arms, you know, like there's nothing wrong with a big arm. But there's so many, and I get it. Some of us, we struggle with what our arms look like and the cold shoulders. Like
a little flirty.
A little way to be fun while being insecure. But, and some people just like them. But anyways, I think the video, it's just like the perfect video, because there's nothing like overtly political. There's no cursing. It's something
the
people can
connect to. The only
thing that
is kind of political is that you look like Hillary Clinton in a lot of these outfits. This is another thing I noted.
And some other people I want
to... No, but no hate to Hillary Clinton. Right. Like, she looks fabulous in her skirt suits. It's just that we're young, you know, 30-something-year-old women. We don't want to be walking around looking like Hillary Clinton every day.
I immediately looked like a politician in the blue dress.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
I also got... Okay, this is so specific, but so many people said... you look like if Adi Bryant and Lindsay Lohan had a baby.
Oh, I see Lindsay. I feel like you've gotten Lindsay before.
I got Lindsay when I was a teenager, okay. Lindsay Lohan. And then with this viral video, there was a 12-year gap. Or not, I wasn't a teenager 12 years ago, but like there's been like a long gap between.
Okay, so it's been a while since you've been told that.
But it's back, I guess.
Well, because she's in the Walmart commercials. She's like kind of back in the scene.
Yeah, with maybe. Mean Girls coming back.
Right. Like maybe it's more of a at the ready reference for people. Yeah. But the Adi Bryant, like, do you think the Adi Bryant is purely because of body size?
Okay, so people, that's the only quote unquote negative thing happening in the comments is people being like, why are you saying she looks like Adi Bryant? Just because they're both fat, you're problematic. And it's like, I would love to look like Adi Bryant.
Adi Bryant's super cute.
Or to be like Adi Bryant. People are commenting Melissa McCarthy. And maybe, you know, people's brains are going to like another plus size funny white woman. Which
I think that's what it is.
But, you know, like I always take it as a compliment if somebody says I remind them of
Somebody is saying
them.
That you look like someone famous.
Right.
That's a compliment.
Who I admire and would love their career. You right. know, like I'm not going to take it offensively unless.
By the way, all of those women have flawless skin. That's just a common denominator that I picked out.
Yeah,
but I kind of imagine like being told that you look like a certain celebrity. Let's say Adi Bryant. Saying you look like Adi Bryant purely because of body size, I could see that being annoying, because it's kind of like when people tell me I look like someone, it's always somebody with eyebrows.
Right.
And
I know it's supposed to be annoying. It's just never annoyed me.
Well, that's good. You're such a positive person. Like, I need you to be a little more negative.
Okay, I'll work on it, Emily.
just a smidge. But yeah, like that's always annoying when someone's like, you look like Lord. And I'm like, you're just saying that because we have strong eyebrows.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, not that I wouldn't like to look like her. It's just I am my own person. Congrats on the video, though. I saw that it was on the Cleveland News today.
Oh my God, guys, I'm huge in Cleveland.
Big in Cleveland, baby.
Dylan from the Bravo podcast, he commented in our Betcha Slack after, like, we posted the video of the news segment, and then he posted the GIF of, or GIF, don't come at me, guys.
I say GIF.
Okay. I say GIF. Uh-oh.
GIF is a peanut butter.
It's time to end this new podcast.
We're done.
No, but he sent the image, moving image, of Tina Fey in 30 Rock going... In Cleveland, I'm a model.
Yes. I remember that season, too. She had a boyfriend. Yeah, she was dating someone in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
She was dating Ted Lasso, who moved to Cleveland.
Oh, it was Ted Lasso?
It was the actor.
Yeah.
Well, I call him Ted Lasso. And she was fantasizing about, like, oh, what if I gave up my city life and went to Cleveland? And now I'm having that same I'm like, oh, Cleveland loves me. They said I was a star. They used the word star. And then they referred to this podcast as, they go, she's also a host of a podcast, The Diet Starts Tomorrow. So endearing.
It's like when people call Target the Target.
Yeah, Walmart's.
Right. Nordstrom's. That's adorable. Well, this is The Diet Starts Tomorrow.
This is.
Thank you, Cleveland.
Yes.
Congrats on that video, Lauren. I loved it, and I could see a lot of people loved it too.
It feels like cat food has been the same forever. Smelly, boring, made of mystery ingredients. That's why you've got to try Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge. And it's delivered right to your door. Make the switch from kibble and give your cat a meal they'll love. We actually sent some to my friend who is fostering kittens, and it is the only thing they will eat. It comes in these pate packages, and you scoop it, and you just feel like you're a chef for your baby kitties, and they j'adore it. Your cute kitty is descended from ferocious desert cats who hunted live prey. Even if your cat prefers to nap all day, they still need fresh, protein-packed meals for a balanced and healthy diet. Other brands fill their food with mysterious meat byproducts, artificial flavoring, and preservatives with names I don't even want to try to pronounce. After switching it up to Smalls, 90% of cat owners reported overall health improvements. That's major. The team at Smalls is so confident your cat will love their product that you can try it risk-free. That means they'll completely refund you if your picky cat won't eat their food. Now is the time to make the switch to Smalls. Head to smalls.com/DST and use promo code DST at checkout for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use my code DST for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code DST for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Do you worry at all about like being pigeonholed into this plus size thing? Or are you kind of like, oh, it's so great that people are resonating with
it? I love it. I feel like there's this sect of people, plus size people, who feel not represented in TV, the media, movies, Macy's, you know, shopping, you know, and we're kind of like a shy group, you know. We don't really want to advocate for too much because we're just going to get hit with, well, why don't you just lose weight then, you know?
Right.
And so for someone like me who's like been through the shredder, to kind of be the person to say like, no, we want better clothes, you know, I'm like a safe space to jump on that bandwagon.
Yeah.
Like, let's be a community. Like, my dream is to create fat community. Like, that really is my dream, because I feel like the only fat community that we've had historically is Weight Watchers meetings or trying to lose weight together. And it's like, let's build fat community around just friendship and shared experiences. And I like that that's sort of where my Betches videos have gone. If you want to call it a pigeonhole, call it a pigeonhole, but I call it a love hole. What?
Oh.
No.
Happy Valentine's Day, ladies. Come into our love hole.
I love this pigeon is what I'm trying to say.
Uh-huh. Okay. I may have used, did I use the word pigeonholed? I didn't mean to put that on you. I don't feel like you're pigeonholed.
This is a hard-hitting interview.
Yeah. I didn't mean to project that onto you. It's just that A lot of these, I've noticed a lot of these videos are about plus size shopping. And it's important.
Well, those are the ones that are going viral. Like, if anybody wants to, they can go to my Lauren Hope Crass Instagram and click on tagged videos. And there's tons of, like, branded content, astrology content, anxiety content. Like, there's a ton. It's just this plus size thing hit a nerve in, like, the best way.
Yeah.
And so I love that, you know?
Yeah, same. And you have brands like reaching out to you clothes.
Sorry. I'm trying not to be too cringe about going viral, but I really am excited about the clothes. Like, I know I should be excited
because, yeah,
like, yay, I'm on a podcast and this is good exposure. But I'm like, free clothes. Like, I'm so excited.
I mean, there's no quicker way to a woman's heart.
If you're listening to this, send me more clothes.
Yes. Send her all the clothes.
I love clothes.
Send her all the clothes and I'll take the scraps.
I know. Maybe if somebody reaches out, I'd be like, can I get this at a 20, 22, 22, and then like a 4?
You know, we're really flipping the script. No, we're flipping the script right now. This is important work that we're doing. I love it. Anything else you want to share about that video?
So something really ironic in a good way about going viral with this video is it's made me think about how, like, people in the industry have given me notes. And when I say people in the industry, I'm talking about men.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think we've talked about this before, but they're like, hey, you're really funny. This is great. But you don't talk about your body so much. You know, like, people don't want to hear women talk about their bodies. Don't talk about your body size. Like, people are going to feel bad for you.
Now, once again, I think by people, he means men.
Yeah.
Like, when we say people, I think we're talking about men here.
Right. Yeah. Cause I'm going viral with women.
Right.
You know, and it's just like, I think this is a testament to find your audience, you know, because the reason why people are seeing me on a massive scale now is because I talked about my body size. Thank God I didn't listen to industry, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And isn't that like the number one thing? Like, if there's something that sets you apart, it's good to acknowledge it. It's not good to, like, act like it's not even there.
Yeah. And I never wanted to be, you know, in the public eye for something fake either. You know, like, that gets exhausting and people, you know, unalive themselves for stuff like that. Like, I want to be authentically what I am. And I feel like I did it long enough and now the right people are finding me. So it feels really good.
Yeah. That's actually a good segue into, like, the next generation of the podcast, because we're making some small changes to the podcast, but we feel like the audience that we have, we're all like-minded people.
Right.
We're all accepting. We understand that health does not always correlate to body size.
Right.
And it's certainly not always caused by it. But that's not the only thing that we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about
so much more, like,
so much
self-care,
more.
How we just live as women in our 30s, which, you know, hello, 20s, let us inspire you.
You guys are valid.
There's just so much bullshit to work through. And I'm kind of excited to go through it with you, Emily.
Yeah, and that all falls under the umbrella of health, by
right,
the way.
Because,
like, anything that you experience in your life, things that you that happen to you on a daily basis, that can really impact the way that you feel and the way that you feel about yourself. So we're going to be talking about all those things.
Yes.
Everybody's welcome here.
It's a big welcoming, loving, love hole place of a podcast.
She
guys.
She said it again.
We're going to make it a term.
That's the new name in the
Let's
pod.
Let's not. Not actually.
So we're going to be trying out some new segments, by the way.
Yes.
And this one is, it's a working title. We're calling it Food Pinions.
Okay.
Okay.
I love Food Pinions.
Food Pinions. It's an opinion that you have about food. And we have many. And I feel like most people have many.
Yes.
Even if they never express it. Did you ever read, there's a Dr. Seuss book. It's called The Butter Battle Book.
No.
I think about this book all the time. Because I think when Dr. Seuss wrote it, he was, I can't remember exactly when it was written, but it was supposed to be an allegory for World War I or World War II or something
oh, wow.
like that. So basically, there's a wall and the people on one side of the wall eat their bread with the butter side up and the people on the other side of the wall eat their bread with the butter side down. And these two groups, they're at each other's throats. They can't come to a consensus. They're at war over which side of the toast they eat their butter on. And it all culminates at the end with two men holding bombs, like little cherry bombs on either side of the wall. And they're about to, whoever drops the bomb first will blow up the other side.
This is so much for children.
It's so much for children, but it stayed with me,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But the thing that stayed with me about the book is like, okay, there's all this hoopla. We're up in arms about who's right, who's wrong. But at the end of the day, we're talking about toast, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what these food opinions are. They're us passionately expressing our opinions
about food. But it's just food, guys.
But it's just food. Don't get your panties in a bunch.
Which, don't sexually harass the listeners, Emily.
Sorry. You can edit that out.
No, I think that's funny. Well, we'll talk about it later.
It's just food, and everyone's entitled to their own opinion. Okay, this was inspired by an experience that I had. I went to the movies one day, and I was running late. I was with a group of friends, and one of my friends very, very graciously offered to run to Walgreens and pick up some candy.
You love breaking the rules at the movies.
Rules are made to be broken, especially at the movies.
But
okay?
candy, smuggling in candy is better than, a bagel.
I disagree. Okay. Wow. This is another food opinion that I have.
I just thought we'd do a cute callback. I don't feel very passionately about it.
I feel passionately about it. Okay. I'm still so mad at this person who confiscated my bagel.
I'm mad for you. I agree it should have been in your bag.
Like, no, you're right.
I just the rules of smuggling.
I know, Lauren. I just didn't have the space for it. Whatever. It's fine. This was literally 6 months ago. But
JK.
So this was a different movie going experience. I went with some friends. My friend offered to run to the drugstore and grab us some contraband candy.
Yes.
And I asked for Twizzlers, okay?
Oh, no.
She comes back with Red Vines.
No.
Now, I didn't complain. I did not complain. I want everybody to know I graciously accepted the Red Vines. But on the inside, I was thinking, is she fucking with me right now? Because everybody knows that Red Vines are different than Twizzlers.
She's definitely messing with you.
She was totally trying to trip me up.
Those were probably much easier to find. I feel like she had to go out of her way.
For the Red Vines?
For these.
Do you think these were more expensive? Maybe.
Can I just say I've never even heard of these before?
Red Vines?
Yeah. Like, I've only heard of Twizzlers.
Because I don't want to give away my food opinion, but, you know, it's one say that one is the inferior candy, which is why you haven't heard of it. So let me just open this. We're going to do a taste test.
Oh, yeah, because I want to give my, I'll give my food opinion as well here. I have a feeling I know where your food opinion is going.
Now, should it be a blind taste test or should I tell you which is which?
Oh, good question.
I feel like I trust you enough that you can know which is which.
Actually, I would like to do a blind taste test.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I'll close my eyes and then you just hand me one.
Okay. By the way, if you have misophonia, just fast forward.
I have misophonia. I will not be chewing in the microphone.
Oh.
You're in a...
Oh, no, we're not.
You're in a safe place.
Do you think I'm a psycho? I'm not going to chew into the microphone. Okay. Here is... Okay. Candy A. I want your genuine reaction. You're making a face.
This tastes like cough syrup.
Okay.
This tastes like aspartame cough syrup.
Okay. Cough syrup is interesting.
Okay. Let me try that one.
This one.
I don't know why I'm closing my eyes. Yeah,
I don't know why either. Well, you can experience the sensory pleasures.
This is delicious. This is totally different.
Totally different.
This tastes like a Twizzler because I've had Twizzlers before.
It's a Twizzler.
Twizzler.
So
not sponsored either.
Twizzler. It's not. If you want to sponsor us, I'd be all for
it. Retweet us, I guess.
But they could not be more different, right? To me, wait, let me just try. Let me try
this. Do you want to try the cough syrup one?
Oh, yeah. We can share. I'm going to take a bite from the other side for hygienic purposes.
I'm still eating this Twizzler.
Oh,
I can't believe your friend did that to you.
It tastes like a cherry-scented candle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. It's so bad.
It's not okay. She needs to go to jail. I'm calling the police.
Candy jail.
Right now.
Now, this one. I feel like I need a palate cleanser.
Have the Twizzler. The Twizzler fixed it for me. Isn't that good? Tastes like childhood.
Flawless.
Yeah.
And, like, also...
I feel okay. innocent again.
There's a huge difference between this and that for a movie snack. The reason why I think this is such a good movie snack, this being the Twizzler,
yeah,
is it's kind of, it's like chewy. Like you really need to work at it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like Haribo gummy bears. They're different mm-hmm. than other gummy bears because you really need to like.
You earned that flavor.
You earned
here
it.
Here at DST, we think you should earn your food. Just, that's a joke.
Joke.
Nobody soundbite me on that.
No. Or do. No, but like. It does feel more satisfying yeah. when you've worked a little bit for it. You put some elbow grease into it. Another thing that I'm going to say is that these are just trying to be these. The red vines are just trying to be the Twizzlers.
They need to give up.
It's like the red vine.
I'm ready to be negative now, Emily.
To me, the red vine is Twizzler's cousin. Maybe slightly younger cousin who really wants to be like Twizzlers.
Oh, no.
So, you know, she does her makeup like Twizzlers. She does her hair like Twizzlers. She starts going to the same yoga studio as Twizzlers. She buys knockoff copies of all the same workout sets that Twizzler wears. But at the end of the day...
She's never going to be Twizzlers.
She's never going to be Twizzlers.
Now I feel bad for the red vine, Emily.
What am I going to say? You know?
You're totally right, though. Imagine you're watching a movie in a movie theater and then you mindlessly put that in your mouth and then you can't pay attention because you're too busy almost throwing up.
Exactly. They're I need gross. A gag bag for these red vines. So anyway, if anybody prefers red vines over Twizzlers, let me know and I will ship you these red vines because we're not going to finish them.
If somebody likes red vines, they're probably going to never listen to this podcast again because we just read them for filth.
This is an anti-red vine podcast. And I will be pushing out anti-red vine propaganda. No, it's so bad. So you had another candy-related food opinion that I thought was interesting. I don't necessarily disagree with it, but tell the audience.
Okay, so some of you have seen on my vision board, Eat More Candy 2024. So I've been buying, you know, some little candies here and there. And I bought one of those Reese's hearts. It's like in the shape of a heart. So good.
Oh, hell yeah.
And so my food opinion, hot take, is that Reese's candies, if it's in a shape like a bunny rabbit or a heart, they taste so much better than when they're in the cups. I don't know why.
Do you think it's the ratio of the chocolate to the peanut butter? Or do you think it's fresher because it's Valentine's Day? So they need to push them out quicker.
Oh my God. It's because they were just made for a holiday.
Do you think that's why?
Yeah.
Because
Reese's have been sitting out at places forever.
Oh,
probably.
They gotta be like hundreds of years old. The ones that you find at Rite Aid or whatever.
They were here when... First
Moses
Bush was
here.
When Moses was here.
When Moses parted
you went
the Red
really far
Seas.
Back. I was thinking like George Bush was president.
No, it's biblical Moses. Times. It's the Old Testament. That's how far it goes back. No.
It must be because it's newer chocolate.
So I'm not, okay, I'm not like necessarily opposed to that as a concept. I do think there's enough preservatives in the candy that like, that's probably not why. Here's my, have you tried the other shapes? Have you tried the trees at
yeah,
Christmas?
I love the trees.
You love the trees?
The trees are the best.
What about the pumpkins?
Girl.
Okay. So I've actually never had the hearts, but I've had the trees and I've had the pumpkins. Okay. The trees, I think, are meh. The trees, if it was a tree versus a classic cup, I'm going for a classic cup.
Okay.
However, the pumpkins,
uh-huh.
superior.
Interesting.
Way superior. And I think
maybe
that
maybe the ridges. Maybe you like the ridges because the
I
cups
do like the ridges.
Have the ridges and the tree is just kind of like are rounded
smooth.
And smooth. I like the rounded smooth.
Okay. So maybe it's a texture thing. I think that with the pumpkin, there's more peanut butter than chocolate because of the rounded shape.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually holds more of the good stuff that's on the inside. So I love the pumpkins. Like the day after Halloween, I'm going to the store and buying
oh my
all
God,
the pumpkins.
So good. I'm wondering if some of this is emotional too. You
Maybe
know?
You just like a fun shape.
I love love.
Do you like Valentine's Day themed things?
I do.
You're a fan of Valentine's Day, aren't you?
I'm a fan of everything people think I'm not a fan
You're
of.
You're coming at me again with this toxic positivity.
Sorry. So I don't like the, you know, I don't date a lot or slash ever. So Valentine's Day, I don't really connect into it in a romantic sort of way. But growing up, you know, my dad wasn't around, but my grandfather was. And so every Valentine's Day, I think maybe he wanted to make sure I felt loved on this holiday.
Big Daddy was your grandfather,
Big Daddy,
right?
Yeah. So every Valentine's Day, he'd buy like the cheesiest balloons, bears, heart-shaped boxes. And he'd just come home and we were his girls, his big mama, his wife, his daughter, and his granddaughter. And Valentine's Day was so exciting because I got heart-shaped candies from Big Daddy, you know?
Would he give you a card or anything?
Like, there were no cards, actually, but just lots of food and balloons.
Okay, well, that's all you need.
And bears.
Whatever. Fuck card.
Yeah.
Whenever someone gives me a card, I pretty much immediately throw it out.
I'm going to recycle it. I'm going to read it.
No, I'll read it.
I'm going to hold it and say thank you for gratitude. This joy.
Yes, you
and
do
I
the
release.
The Marie Kondo method.
I do an immediate release. I put, like, close family members in the trash.
Like, there are some... Like, if it's a really fucking nice message, mm-hmm. if somebody really went out of their way to write, you know, why they love our relationship and, oh, like, specific things.
Trash.
That, you know, no, then I'll save that.
Yeah.
That's going on the bulletin board.
I save postcards. I have a friend who loves to send and receive postcards. And
that's cute.
I save all her postcards. That you know, they do mean something to me. And it also just, it feels wrong to throw away a postcard. Like a Christmas
I know what you
card
mean.
Or a holiday card. Like, what am I, a hoarder?
Yeah, like if it's just a card with a predetermined message and then somebody just wrote, you know, hi, love you.
Yeah, thanks, Edward Jones.
You know, I'm not keeping that.
No.
So, but okay. Anyway, so Big Daddy instilled in you a love for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
That's so sweet.
I enjoy, you know, I like heart-shaped candies. I love love. And, well, you are in a relationship. What do you think about Valentine's Day? Are you and Andy doing anything? Or
I think Valentine's Day sucks ass.
Nobody likes Valentine's Day.
I have never particularly loved the holiday. I definitely didn't like it when I was single, but then again, I also didn't care that much.
Yeah.
But if there's anybody who feels a certain type of way about being single on Valentine's Day, you should not feel that way because I got dumped 1 year on Valentine's Day and that was way worse than being
single.
No,
that sucks. Oh my God.
Wait, can I just briefly?
That's salt in the wound.
Can I tell you what happened?
Yeah.
So it was a dark time. And I admit that I used to be kind of a loose cannon when I was dating. And I'm not particularly proud of this, but at one point I was dating two men that were both named Jonah.
Go off, bitch.
And I thought it was hilarious. Like, you know, it was like I started dating Jonah A and I was into Jonah A. Like, I think maybe we went out like five times or something. And then I started dating Jonah B, but the primary reason was because his name was also Jonah.
Some names are just hot, like the way they're spelled and the way they look.
It was a hot name, but it was also like the possibility of like, maybe I'll text the wrong Jonah.
Right.
And maybe, you know, it'll cause a little drama.
Yeah.
That was like part of it.
You're
honestly
allowed to call out the wrong name during sex. They'll have no idea.
Oh my God, I didn't even think of that. Well, I didn't even get close to having sex with Jonah B. So Jonah B, I went out with like once or twice.
Uh-huh.
And then I ended up not wanting to see Jonah B anymore because he invited me for, I think it was the second date. He invited me over to watch a movie and then revealed that he didn't have a TV. So I was like, are you just trying to get me in bed with you with a laptop?
I mean,
like,
you can do the move, but at least have the TV set.
It was like,
we all know the move.
It was a slow reveal of like, oh, I don't have a TV though. And I'm like, okay, so.
But I have this penis right here, you know, right? Just saying.
Oh my God, wait, it's all coming back to me now. It actually gets so much worse. So then when he was trying, and by the way, maybe we kissed, but like we barely touched.
Yeah.
We barely touched. There was not a lot of physical chemistry with Jonah B. So Jonah B invites me over to his house to watch a movie, doesn't have a TV, doesn't have a living room, I think. Like he made it very clear, like we're going to be next to each other in bed. And I was like, we don't know each other like that. So then I hit him with the, I think that I'm getting more of a friend vibe thing from you. And his response was so psychotic. It was so, I've never gotten a response like this ever. It was like, hey, can you tell me why you feel that way? Because...
Sorry, this is why women ghost. Like, don't come at us if we need to disappear. Like, we're afraid of you.
Right.
You know, like we've had so many men have horrible reactions to just baseline honesty of like, hey, I'm not feeling a connection. And why? It's like, do you... Like
now I need to teach you things. Mm-mm. Now I'm your tutor. You know, it's like, it's so uncomfortable. So I tried to gently be like, yeah, you know, it's not that I don't like you as a person. I just don't feel like we have chemistry. He comes at
He's more of a red vine.
Jonah B was more of a red vine. Jonah A was a Twizzler.
Yeah.
That's so dead on.
Just say that next time.
Yeah, but I feel like, yeah, but then you have to get into the intricacies of like the candies.
Send them a clip.
Yeah, I'll send him this clip.
Guess which candy you are.
Oh my God. No, so then he says to me, I've been getting this feedback a lot. Like he's been hearing that a lot from women. Mm-hmm. And then he says, I haven't had sex since last summer.
I've been in this too. Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Now I'm basically your therapist. Mm-hmm. And now I have to tell you like, no, you're like really a great guy. Like, but this is what it was. I sensed the desperation. Mm-hmm. Inviting me over to his house when he doesn't have a TV and, you know, basically like, I don't want to say tricking me into bed, but that's how it felt at the time. That's because like the desperation was so thick.
Yeah, you can be a broke boy without the desperation and we can still hang.
Totally,
you know?
Totally. Like, I don't care about stuff like that, but oh, so then anyway, so then I drop Jonah B. I'm still into Jonah A, but Jonah A is pulling away. Mm. So I'm like, fuck, I had two Jonas, now I have zero.
That's how it always goes. You go from two to zero, yeah.
That's how it always goes, especially with Jonas. So
yeah, always with the Jonah, who knows?
Always with the Jonah. So then the day before Valentine's Day, I had sensed things were getting a little distant. Then Jonah A says, can I call you tomorrow? Mm. There's no scarier five words in the English language.
That's a breakup call.
Yeah. Right? And we had never spoken on the phone before. Mm-hmm. So then I'm like, yeah.
Did he do it on literal February 14th?
On February 14th.
That's insane. Yes. This for Emily, you dodged a bullet. Like anybody Hardcore. With half a brain would know, if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, I'm not really into the person I'm dating right now. And it's almost about, just give it till February 16th.
Yeah. And you know, we weren't like serious enough that I expected anything on Valentine's Day. Yeah. I definitely didn't expect anything.
Or do it on
anything.
The 13th. Hurry up and do it now.
Yeah. I would say do it sooner.
Yeah.
Than rather than later. Cause then I can be upset on that day and then I don't have to be upset the next day. But because it was on February 14th and when I call him, he says he's spending the day with his mom and she's his special Valentine. And I'm like, cut to the chase. Cut to the chase. Cut me loose, Jonah A.
I'm dumping you for my mother.
Basically, he was. Serious mama's boy, which there's nothing wrong with that. But it was just weird.
Yes,
it was like, I was like begging him to break up with me. It was like so bizarre. Then for the rest of the day, I'm on the subway. I go on the subway and I see this girl with like two dozen balloons and like chocolates. She got rained on. That day.
Maybe her grandfather gave her the...
Maybe it was Big Daddy. It was her Big Daddy.
You know, you never know.
But, you know, I'm sitting on the train and, like, all these girls have all these candies and teddy bears and balloons. Yeah. And that was the one day that I was like, fuck this holiday.
No, it was trying really hard to mess with you.
Really, really hard. And that was a rough one.
So you and Andy don't do anything?
No.
I feel like I would. Like, even though... Well, of course I would. I said I like Valentine's Day. And I guess it's not so much that I love Valentine's Day that I don't have a problem with it, you know, and have fond memories. But I feel like if I had a boyfriend, maybe this is a little toxic, but I would expect something. Even if it was just like a text, like, you're my Valentine today. Let's
listen,
eat Reese's.
Yeah. The only thing that I will say is like after the second year of it being like anniversary, birthdays, holidays, and then Valentine's Day, it's you're like, too much. Who fucking cares?
Yeah.
Also, doing anything on Valentine's Day is always expensive. Places are always crowded. I'm not, you know, I'm kind of a homebody. So, but to answer your question, yeah, he probably will. We'll wake up and he'll say happy Valentine's Day. It's not a dark day. You know, we don't cross it off the calendar.
Cover the mirrors.
Yeah, nothing like that. And maybe he'll make a nice dinner for me or something. But we don't really exchange gifts. We're not a gifty couple. We don't get into it too much.
Your love is enough.
It sounds kind of cheesy, but like when you're in love, every day is Valentine's Day.
I mean, sometimes people who overdo holidays, or it's like the cliche thing where someone posts like like an Instagram post or a Facebook status and it's like, I love my wife. My wife is the reason why I'm alive. Or like, I couldn't do anything without my dear husband. He does this, this, and this, and nobody thanks him enough. And it's like, you guys are about to get a divorce.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you guys are in trouble. And obviously they talk about how you don't post about them and ever. I don't know. Like, they never seem genuine to me.
You can always tell when the post was not prompted by the person. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. You can always tell when it's
When they say they never get enough credit, and I'm like, okay, you're obviously repeating them saying, I don't get enough credit.
Right, of course. And they always write something like, I swear to God, she's the best thing that ever happened to me. And it's like, oh, damn. Like, did you have a gun against
your head? Yeah, we weren't asking you. Well, let's talk about Galentine's Day, because I feel like as a content manager, I'm trying to like come up with like content ideas.
Oh, I've been seeing a lot of Galentine's Day related content.
So here at Betches, the big discussion is Galentine's Day cringe? You know, like, is it over? Should we stop trying to make fetch happen? Should we stop trying to make Galentine's Day happen?
Okay, to me, it is a little cringe.
It's cringe.
And the reason why... I was trying to figure out why I feel like it's cringe, and I think I nailed it. So before Thanksgiving, a lot of times people will get together with their friends and they call it a Friendsgiving. Mm-hmm. Lovely. An excuse for people to get together and to make delicious food.
Yeah, everybody's off. There's nothing to do.
Exactly. And that's nice. So like if you are just using Valentine's Day as an opportunity to get together with your girlfriends, that's lovely. That's totally nice. Any excuse to have fun with your friends is fun. But when it's like, we need to do something with our girlfriends on Valentine's Day to distract from the idea
that— It's just another pressure. It's like, why should I have to beg my boyfriend for flowers, or why should I have to give my girlfriends flowers? It's like, it's so cliche, but it's like, if you really do have love between your friends and your partners, you don't have to express it based on certain days of the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think Galentine's Day is just Valentine's Day
with friends,
a pink hat on,
with a pussy hat on.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Also, Valentine's Day, like this year, it's on a Wednesday. Like, we're all working, you know, like for Friendsgiving or like Friends Christmas or Friends Hanukkah, like, we all have time off, and so we find things to do. But like, I'm busy. I'm filming content on Wednesday. I've got a doctor's appointment on Wednesday.
Like, I'm under the blanket with my dog on Wednesday. Like, that's another thing. I
want to be you when I grow up.
Like I said, I'm really a homebody, so I don't like feeling pressured to go out and seize the night.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like New Year's Eve. I don't like feeling like I have to do something, because honestly, I'm at my happiest when I'm just chilling at home.
Well, that's in right now.
I've noticed that too.
Very stylish to stay at home.
Yeah, bed rotting.
And cancel plans.
I don't like calling it that, though.
My mom hates that.
I really don't like,
she can't stand it. We have a couple bed rot themed things on the Diet Starts Tomorrow Instagram. And she always is like, sweetie, I love you. I know you're just doing trends, but I really hate this term.
You're not rotten.
It's called resting.
Right. No, that's why I don't like it. It like makes me almost feel worse about what I'm already doing.
Yeah. And also some people do like bed rot, you know,
like get bed sores.
Yeah.
Are we going there?
Just saying, it's a real thing. So no, like being silly thing about it, I'm realizing it's terrible.
Yeah, I also saw a video that was like, we're not calling it rotting, we're calling it marinating. I was like, that's worse somehow.
Oh God, I'm gonna be sick.
I'm not a piece of raw chicken.
Stop.
I'm sorry.
I don't know why this is making me ill.
But wait. So Galentine's, you will not be participating, I'm assuming.
I don't have time.
Yeah.
She's
got stuff to do. It's hump day.
I gotta see my allergist. Tess and I are gonna go to Macy's again. Like, I've got content to post. I might, you know, get a happy hour with a friend, but it won't be Galentine's Day themed.
I will say that 1 year on Valentine's Day, I got tickets with my friends to go to a Kings of Leon concert, which should give you an idea of when this was.
That's fun.
Maybe like 10 years ago. And it happened to be on Valentine's Day. It was one of the best Valentine's Days I've ever had, but we didn't call it Galentine's Day. So I think the thesis that we've come up with is like, of course you can spend time with friends on Valentine's Day, but just don't feel the pressure of it being a designated thing.
Right. It's kind of like that Shakespeare. Is it Shakespeare who says, thou doth protest too much?
Sounds like him.
You know, when it's just like, I do Galentine's Day. And it's like,
I don't need a man.
Yeah. It's like
okay.
We get it.
Know.
You're strong.
We don't either.
This also, like, if you like Galentine's Day, go off, queen. Like, have fun with your girls. But
if I'm invited to a Galentine's Day party, there better be hallucinogenic drugs. Like, that's it.
I just want heart-shaped Reese's.
Oh, well, that too. I want that too. Maybe combined. I think if you're, like, just starting to date someone, if you want to celebrate Valentine's Day, a really easy, appropriate gift would be their favorite candy. Mm-hmm. Find out their favorite candy. Or this could apply to your gals also. It's fun to have days. I'm not, you know, against having days, but I don't like it when it's become a big production and like something you have to plan and think about.
I wonder if it's helpful for like introverts, you know, people who like might not have the best time expressing themselves or not know when to do certain things. And it's like, that's an excuse to show your love for your partner.
Oh, or to like, you know, initiate things.
Yeah.
Like initiate
like
plans.
Permission to show, maybe introvert's the wrong word, but like someone who's not sure how to express themselves in a new relationship, if that day comes around, it's like, oh, this is permission to show how I feel about you. Like, I can see that being...
That's a nice way to think about it. Yeah, no, I could see that.
We've covered all angles, Emily.
We've covered all angles, yeah. It's only high pressure if you make it high pressure.
Exactly, exactly.
I love that. Have you seen these situationship hearts? The ones with like the blurry messages on them.
Yes, it's so funny because it's the same hearts. You could never read the hearts before. It was, and now.
Oh yeah, and now you super can't read them.
You can't. I think it's this. That's my hot take. Is that I think it's the same product, and then they just remarketed it as situationship hearts.
They took all the reject hearts.
Yeah,
like the ones that didn't pass the test.
It's honestly brilliant.
Wait,
somebody needs a raise.
That is brilliant, because you know we're not eating any of those hearts anyway.
No, and we're definitely not going to give them to situationship people.
So this is what when I saw those, this is what I was thinking. Like, I can't imagine actually giving that to my crush or something. Like,
no.
What? I feel like the only person you would give those to is a friend who you're like, ha, 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 give these to Danny.
Yeah.
You know?
Or like your partner who you are secure with as a joke.
Right, as a joke. Know? Yeah. Okay. Another minor Emily mishap dating story. I was in a situationship, like I maybe hooked up with somebody one time, and I did send him a Valentine's Day card.
Aww.
Because I was totally socially inept.
That's sweet.
And the card, I was like, I can't, you know, can't say I love you because I don't love this person, but what's appropriate? So I found one that was a Harry Potter themed Valentine's Day card. This is so embarrassing.
Because they like Harry Potter?
No, it wasn't. I liked Harry Potter.
Okay. I'm trying to be on your team here.
I didn't even know them well enough to know if they liked Harry Potter, but it was like, it was basically like, are you Hogwarts? Because you confuse the shit out of me.
That's kind of cute.
But it was like, he never spoke to me again.
He ghosted?
Yes. Because
that's not cool.
That card is meant to be a joke that you just look at and you laugh at. It's not meant to actually be
So you field tested giving situationships
Totally. Valentine's. Totally. Like, I can't think of when it would ever be appropriate or ever, like, somebody would receive that and be like, oh, my situationship thought of me.
It would have to be one of those exception to the rule situationships that turn into an LTR.
Yeah.
You know, when you can laugh and be cute about it. But I feel like most situationships are just going to be like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. No, you're right. That's a very niche group that it would be appropriate for. But hey, they're funny.
They're funny. I'll take some.
Okay, we're going to round out the show with some DST wins. We haven't done this in a while.
I love positivity.
Yeah, and...
Not toxic positivity.
No.
Regular.
This is like the opportunity to be positive.
Yeah.
We want to be positive in here, so...
And we want to hear your wins, too. Like, email us.
Oh, yeah.
DM me. You have full access to the host now as the Instagram manager. So please DM me your wins. I love talking about wins, so I'm excited about this.
Yeah, I'd love to hear your win.
So, okay. This is going to sound like I just want to talk about the viral video again.
That's all she's willing to talk about.
Let me have this. No. So this is really, I think people can relate to this. So typically when good things happen, I feel like we go to this place where it's like, when's the shoe going to drop?
100%.
Or how am I going to maintain this? Or, you know, and those thoughts did sort of whisper on my shoulder, but I was able to just ignore them. Like the echo was there, but I was a love sponge when it went viral, and I just sat in it. I didn't marinate, but I took moments, like I lit a candle, turned off the lights, got in bed, got comfortable, and
sounds
then with like
sexy.
It is very sexy. And then I took my bra off.
Oh.
In a non-sexy way. No, but like I read all the comments. I read all the shares and I just soaked it in and I felt happy and I let myself feel happy. I didn't turn to a place of negativity. I even in like kind of a spiritual way was like, let me accept this in. Like, let me feel this.
So normally, how do you think it would be different?
Well, I've had little, you know, moments of success in the past and I immediately would spiral.
You're like not able to enjoy them.
Yeah, I would find reasons why it's wrong, find reasons why it's a fluke, why I'm an imposter. I feel like women in entertainment, we don't know how to enjoy our wins.
Yeah, it's really hard because they say it's always darkest before the dawn, but then you think, okay, but then after dawn, what happens?
Right, so I feel like my DST win is I've just been happy about the video and the connections and I'm not overthinking it and I'm not putting pressure on myself to be a content machine, you know?
Yeah.
Like it's kind of good timing because I'm addicted to Instagram anyway. So any new followers I have are immediately going to have, like if they want access to me, like it's already there.
Yeah.
So I think that's my win is that those negative voices were just echoes for this fun thing that happened.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I think it's only going up from here.
Thanks, Emily. What's your win?
My win. Okay. My win. It's not going to sound like a win at first. So I've been having this issue. I go to the Y.
Okay.
That's my gym of choice. And lately, I've been going in the afternoon and I don't know if it's a physical education credit or like something that is required, but there's a school right next to the Y and the Y's been flooded with teenagers.
No, not teenagers.
They're the worst.
I'm so scared of
teenagers. No, they're terrifying.
If teenagers are listening, you're cool because you found the podcast, but New York City teenagers are the most terrifying group of people on the planet.
They truly are. Like, I'm not exaggerating when I say when I see a group of more than two of them, I cross the street.
Oh, they're mean. They're cursing. They have the little speakers with them.
And they always walk in a line. Like, they always walk in a group, and it's impenetrable. And yeah. I was scared of teenagers when I was one, and I will probably be scared of them until I'm 85.
That's so relatable.
I just am. So seeing them at the gym has been a little bit triggering, especially because they're always in packs. Mm-hmm. They're And they don't know how to use any of the machines. This is why I think it might be a gym requirement that they're there, because the school is right next to the Y. So I think it might be required because they don't know what the fuck they're doing. They're doing monkey bars on the Smith machine.
Emily, I think they're going to the Y like we used to go to the mall, just because there aren't places for kids to go.
That might be it. Or maybe they are just trying to figure out what they're doing. You know, there are a lot of boys.
They're figuring out their fitness goals.
They're Fergalicious up in the gym working on their fitness. It's mostly boys. So like maybe that's the age where they're like, oh, I want to get jacked or something. But I'm not exaggerating when I say they don't use anything correctly. They're like doing donuts off the spin bikes.
Yeah.
They're, you know, doing backflips off the ellipticals. Like they don't know what the fuck they're doing. And I'm always scared to like go up to them and be like, hey, can I use that? Mm. So lately, I've been going to the gym in the afternoon and just not able to use anything because all the teenagers are, you know, doing graffiti on the fucking pull-up
machine.
Yeah,
sorry to bother your art, but could I work out, please?
Can I please use this for its intended purpose? But I'm too scared. I've been too scared to be like, hey, are you done? Or because I don't want them to talk shit about me.
Just be chill about it. Just be like, hey, bro, like, are you done with that?
Well, so this is my DST win.
Oh, yeah.
So yesterday I'm there and there's three boys, quote, using the leg press.
Yeah.
But they're not using it. They're tap dancing on it.
Right.
Like, I don't know what the fuck they're doing. And I'm like, I don't know when they're going to be done. Because they don't even know when they're going to be done. They're just fucking around on it. So I built up the strength and the courage to walk up to this group of three teenagers.
No, you didn't.
And I said, and I quote, how many more sets do you have?
Wow. You are so brave, Emily.
Do you know what they said?
That is very brave.
No, like I've never felt so courageous. And do you know what they said? They said, oh my God, no, we're done. I'm so sorry. They were scared of me.
You have the power, girl.
All I had to do this whole time was go up and politely ask to use the machine. And these teenagers scattered like flies.
They did like a Betches coworker conference room thing. Like, no worries, girl. We were done in
here. Exactly.
Like, go for it.
Exactly. And they vacated the premises. And then I got to use the leg press as I planned to.
That's awesome.
And I felt empowered.
Mm-hmm.
I felt
you should. You asked for what you needed. If you ask for what you need, most people will just give it to you.
Right, because most people are not actually awful.
Right.
So like this fear that I've built up about these teenagers are going to ruin my life, that's definitely some leftover trauma that I have. Mm-hmm. It's not actually real. It doesn't apply here.
I think that's a great win.
Thank you.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you so much. So yeah, share your DST wins. You can also write to dst@betches.com. with your wins or with any advice questions. We're going to be trying to allocate those advice questions to Thursday. So tune in on Thursday.
Yeah.
That's it for today's episode. Be sure to send your questions to dst@betches.com to get them answered.
Follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram. If you like this episode, please write us a review. And don't forget to check out our DST merch on shop.betches.com. Rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And of course, follow me at Lauren Hope Crass.
Follow me at Lubination, and we're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Rebecca Steinberg and Lauren Hope Crass. Editing by Rebecca Steinberg. Social media by Lauren Hope Crass. Guest booking by Allie Friedlander. Be sure to follow Diet Starts Tomorrow on all socials and send us your emails to dst@betches.com or your voicemails to 212-287-5650.
Betches.